be a desperate person after these few years apart.
我感谢主可以让我们实体的有聚会。
You look much better than you do on Zoom.
你们在这里看起来都是比在 Zoom 看起来好得多。
And we're thankful also for the opportunity to have some fellowship with some dear ones last night.
我们昨天也跟弟兄姊妹有很好的交通。
We can testify you have many wonderful cooks in your midst.
我在这里可以做见证说你们当中有很多很有天分。
So we are thankful as we gather around his table that we can turn now to his word.
那我们感谢主今天早晨让我们在他的饼杯的面前，那现在我们可以一起分享他的话语。
Our brothers have already read that word, and we will see today how relevant this word is for the days and times we're living in.
我们今天已经读了这个刚才的经节，我们就看到说神的话在现今的世代是何等的及时。
So let's have another word of prayer.
我们再来一起祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful for the testimony of your life laid down that we remember at the table.
主，我们何等的感谢你，实在是让我们看到你生命的见证啊，把你生命舍去啊，你的这样的活出来的见证。
Lord, whenever we remember your death, we also remember your great resurrection, your ascension on high.
我们每一次来纪念你的死的时候，我们也知道你是复活的，你也是升到高天上的。
And we're thankful, Lord, that when you ascended on high, you sent the Holy Spirit unto us.
主啊，当你升到高天的时候，你把那个圣灵降下来。
So we're committing ourselves unto you and looking for that Holy Spirit to have a great freedom in our hearts and lives to speak to us today.
我们把我们每一个人在仰望在你的手上啊，我们求主你的圣灵在我们的里边来说话。
You would take the words that are written on paper and cause them to be words of life within our very being.
所以你让这个写在纸上的这些字可以成为一个活的，可以来供应我们。
We're thankful that we can come unto you with such a confident and bold access.
我们谢谢你能够让我们这样子敞着脸可以到你的面前来。
And we say that you are the one alone that has words of eternal life.
主，你是有永生的主。
We would come unto you in a spirit of your servant saying, Speak, Lord.
我们到你面前来的时候是有个仆人的心，我说主你来说话。
That the ears of our hearts would be open to receive all that you have for us today.
让每一个的心，我们的耳朵向你是敞开的。
By wonderful name we pray, Amen.
靠你奇妙的名。
Now as we looked at the Psalm 90,
我们看到这个诗篇第九十篇的时候
，The Psalm 90 was written by Moses.
这个第九十篇是摩西所写的。
And it's actually the oldest Psalm that we have in all of the Psalter.
是这个箴言里这个诗篇里边最老的一篇。
It was written about 400 years before David lived.
是在大卫活着的时候差不多有400年之前。
And most believe that this was written by Moses at the end, toward the end of his life.
这也是在摩西临终的时候写的。
He was about 120 years old.
他活了大概120岁。
And he was getting ready to go, he was getting ready to prepare the people to go into the promised land.
他在那里已经预备了他的民以色列民准备进入迦南。
And at the age of 120, you have to ask, what condition was this man in?
在他120岁的时候你要问一个问题说他的状况如何。
A lot of times when we think of somebody being 120, we think of them being feeble.
当我们想到一个120岁的人的时候我们总是想他一定是很衰败了。
Not so much of a sound mind.
可能他的头脑都已经不灵了。
But at the end of Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy 34:7, the Holy Spirit testifies.
但是在这个生命记最后的时候在34章第7节里边做这个见证。
Testifies of the condition that Moses was in.
那里边就讲到说那个摩西那个时候的状况。
It says, although Moses was 120 years old when he died, his eye was not dim nor his vigor abated.
他那边就讲摩西死的时候有120岁眼目没有昏花精神也没有衰败。
You know, this is a wonderful testimony we have.
这实在是一个很奇妙的见证。
And I think it's speaking far more than just his physical condition.
实在是 已经说出他的这个身体的状况是远超乎众人的。
I think it's speaking to us of his spiritual condition.
那这里边也讲到说他的他的属灵上面的
状况。It says his eye was not dim.
那讲到说他的眼睛没有昏花。
And I love how precise the Holy Spirit is.
我很喜欢这个圣灵在这里讲的话是非常的准确。
He doesn't say that his eyes are not dim.
他这边没有讲到说那个眼没有昏花。
He says his eye, there's a singleness of vision within his heart.
他这里边没有讲到是复数的眼睛，他是单数的眼睛，是指着他的灵讲。
He has one thing in view.
在他的眼中，他只有一个目标。
That vision of the Lord, his heart and his purpose for the people of God.
就是看到说神在他的子民当中的心意。
It says later on in Hebrews how Moses saw him who was invisible.
这个在希伯来书里边就讲到说摩西在那个地方他看到那个不能见的那位神。
And this vision of the Lord held Moses.
就是这样子的一个意象能够抓住摩西。
Singleness of vision, his eye was not dim.
就让他的眼目是非常专一的在主的身上。
And it says his vigor was not abated.
那这边也讲到他精神没有衰败。
There was still a freshness, still a zeal within him.
在他的身上是鲜活的，他是有精力的。
And in this clarity of vision, he looks back at the condition and looks back at what the people of God have been through.
在他的这样子的一个很清楚的灵里边，他看到说神的子民经过是什么。
If you take time to read this whole psalm,
如果我们有时间的时候来读整个这篇诗篇
You will see how it speaks of God's great faithfulness.
就让我们看到说这边讲到的是神的一生的信实
The eternity of God, the Almighty One.
就讲到说这个神是如此一个有能力的神
In contrast to that, you see the frailty of man.
那但是与这个相对的呢，就讲到说人是何等的软弱。
Our lives are just like grass; they fade away so quickly.
我们的生命就像一个草一样的，就是一夜就转眼枯干。
And he sees where the people of God have been unfaithful.
也看到说我们即使是神的子民，对神也不是忠心。
They've come up short to what he called them to into.
都是在对神的旨意来讲，好像他们是缺亏欠了。
And Moses has a heart to prepare the people to go into the promised land.
摩西实在是有一个心来准预备神的子民来进入他的应许之地。
Moses's heart is for this next generation.
在这个摩西的心里边呢，他有一个对下一代的这些人的一个期盼。
And in this psalm, he's praying for that next generation as that they could enter into all that God has for them.
在这个九十篇这个诗篇里边呢，他是为这些年轻人来祷告，希望他们能够进入。
That's why I believe this psalm is so relevant for us today.
所以我相信这一篇对于我当今的时代是非常适合的。
Some of us are getting a little bit older.
我们当中有一些人是一天一天老了。
Just some of us, not you.
是说他，不是说我。
So young, so young. But there's a heart for a next generation.
但是摩西在这个地方，他有一个心是为了下一代的人。
And there's much prayer for this next generation.
他为这个下一代的人来祷告。
Because we don't really know when the Lord will return.
我们在这里知道说，我们不知道神什么时候会回来。
But we have a desire that we, like Moses, would stay fresh and clear in our vision that we finish the race.
但是我们需要像摩西一样的，我们在这里要重新得力，要迎接主的再来。
But also the next generation could come into the fullness of God, what God has for them.
但是在同时的时候，我们的下一代也需要来进入神所为他们预备的这个丰满。
And this is why Moses prayed this prayer, Lord, teach us to number our days.That we may gain a heart of wisdom.
这就是为什么摩西在这个地方有一个祷告，就是说让我们要数算在地上的年日，可以让我们得到智慧的心。
Now why is Moses praying that they could number each day?
为什么摩西在这边要讲说要数算地上的年日？
That they could make each day count.
要在要 让我们在地上所过的每一天呢，都可以在神的面前算数。
There was always with a purpose in view.
哎，这里面必须是有一个意义的。
And that purpose was that you could gain a heart of wisdom.
这个意义呢，就在于说我们在地上要得到智慧的心。
It wasn't just that they could count their days and know how old they are.
我们并不是在地上只是数算年日，知道我们多老了。
But as they go through the process of living every day for Him.
但是我们在地上过一天呢，我们的一天是要算数，在为着神来过的。
That they would gain that heart of wisdom of knowing what is upon God's heart, what is His purpose, what is His desire.
可以在地上来明白，在那一天神在我们身上的心意是怎么样，神在想什么。
And I think this is so essential for us in this day.
这个是非常非常重要的一件事。
We need to be those that are very clear on what is upon God's heart.What is His purpose?
我们在这里必须要清楚说，我们在地上活，那神的心是在哪里？
When we're speaking of God's heart, what are we even talking about?
当我们每次讲到说神的心意的时候，我们到底在讲什么呢？
We're speaking of His love for us.
我们在这里讲说他的爱，对我们的爱。
How He sent His only begotten Son who died on the cross that we could come into this eternal life.
他把唯一的独生子赐给我们，能够让我们回到神的家。可以有永生。
This is so great a salvation He's brought us into.
这个是多么伟大的一个伟大的一个救恩。
Also, He has this desire that He could dwell amongst us, we would have a relationship together.
但是他还有一个心意，就是他要住在我们的当中，他要在我们的当中行走。
And that we could be those that are being conformed into His image.
而且呢，要让我们每一个人。都拥有他的形象。
And that he would have, we would have his desire of, that we would be that corporate expression that is so upon his heart.
我们都要有他的一个他的一个盼望说我们整体来彰显他的荣耀。
And we could be cooperating with him in such a way that one day we could hear those glorious words, the bride has made herself ready.
而且我们在这个地方要跟他一起来配合，希望有一天呢，就像那个新妇装备整齐一样迎接新郎。
That's the end, that's the goal.
这是神的一个终极的目的。
Now most of us, throughout some of the teachings we've had, we've heard about God's eternal purpose and His desire for us to be transformed into His image.
那我们在我们的当中，我们现在就知道说有一个教导，就是神有一个永远的旨意。
But do we in reality know what they mean?
但是在我们实际生活里边，我们知不知道这个到底是什么意思呢？
Does it impact our hearts? Does it impact our life and the choices we make?
那这件事情对我们所做、我们所行、我们的选择有没有这个作用或者冲击呢？
I have to confess that for many years I was hearing this teaching. I had a mental concept about God's eternal purpose.
我必须承认，有很多年的时候，我虽然听过这样子的讲道，那我头脑里也有这个知识，但是呢，好像不明白到底是什么意思。
I didn't have a real spiritual understanding of what it meant.
我没有一个属灵的这个认知，到底这是什么意思。
I would hear ones like Brother Kong or Brother Lance Lambert talk about God's eternal purpose.
我常常听那个时候的江弟兄还有Brother Lance Lambert 在讲这个神的旨意。
And I could understand something about it in my mind.
我好像在头脑里边可以明白一点。
But it seems so far off, so ethereal, I couldn't really grasp. What is it?
但是好像对我来讲是非常远的一件事情，好像是可见但是摸不着的事。
And at times I would feel frustrated. Why can't I understand this?
有的时候我里边很觉得说很气馁，说为什么我不明白呢？
And then I was reading the prophet Daniel one day.
有一天我在读这个但以理书。
And in Daniel chapter 12, Daniel has the exact same experience.
我就看到在十二章的时候呢，但以理也有这样子的经历。
We know the Lord throughout that second part of the book of Daniel revealed many things to Daniel.
在但以理书里边，神向但以理来启示了很多的事情。
Many prophecies related to the future and the end time events.
这些启示呢，就关于到末世的时候，还有很多发生在他的那个时代的事情。
But in Daniel chapter 12 verse 8, Daniel says, But Lord, I've heard about this, but I don't understand it.
但是在但以理书第十二章第第八节的时候说，我听见这话却不明白。
And that really comforted me.
哦，这个地方实在是安慰我。
You know, if Daniel didn't understand everything,
如果是但以理都不明白这些，这个、
I was in pretty good company.
而我跟但以理实在是蛮像的。
You know, and what encouraged me so much more.
这个就是来鼓励了我。
Was how the Lord responded to Daniel.
那我们也看到说神怎么样子来回答但以理。
The Lord just says, "You go your way, continue on the way you're walking."
而他的这个神就对他说，但以理啊，你只管去。
He didn't rebuke Daniel.
这个神在那里没有责备但以理。
He said, "Daniel, you're a prophet. You should understand this. What do you mean you don't know?"
主在那里没有责备但以理说。但以理你是先知，你应该知道。
I've invested all this time, this effort with you, and now you're saying you don't understand it.
我花了这么多时间来教你，花了这么多时间来给你这些看见，但是你现在跟我讲，你根本不明白。
I'm just gonna wash my hands of you. I'm gonna find someone else.
那我现在要洗手了，我要不管你了，我要找另外人。
The Lord said, "No, Daniel. You just continue on your way to the end. Continue on."
但是主没有这样讲，主对他说，你只管去，继续往前行。
Daniel didn't let his lack of understanding hinder him from following the Lord.
那但以理并没有让他的这个不明白这件事情呢，来减少他跟随主。
He continued on faithful.
他继续的来跟随。
And so often we don't want to allow our lack of understanding to hinder us from following the Lord.
我们也要知道说让我们在我们的生活里面不明白的事情呢，我们不要阻挡我们追求主的脚步。
Oftentimes in this life, Christian life, we'll start hearing about something and we don't fully understand it.
有很多时候我们听到这个讲道和还有关于主的事情我们不明白。
And the Lord says, "That's okay, you just keep following me, keep going on your way."
但是主说这没有关系，你应该继续跟随我。
And as we continue following him in this way, he will give us that understanding.
当我们继续跟随他的时候呢，主就会把那个理解赐给我。
Because there's a proverb that relates with this.
这里还在箴言里边有这句话。
And because Moses saw also how this was, as you go along with the Lord, our lives with him are very progressive.
摩西也知道这件事情，让我们跟随主的时候呢，我们这个生命就渐渐成熟长大。
We're continuing to grow not only in our experience, but in our understanding of him.
我们在这里不仅是有对主的经历，更多的经历，但是呢，我们的认识也会加深。
In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18,
在箴言第四章第八节
it describes this progression of life.
就这边就描述了这样子的一个成长过程。
It says, "The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day."
这就说义人的路好像黎明的光越照越明直到正午。
We gain more and more light, more and more understanding as we continue to walk with him.
当我们成长的时候呢，我们是越来越看见，那我们越来越明白。
Like the light of the sun comes up at the beginning of the day and we say, "Wow, how bright it is, how beautiful."
就像黎明的光是越照越明一直到正午。
But then as it continues to go across the sky, it's brighter and brighter.
当这个日头升高的时候，一点一点变成明亮。
And what we thought was the brightest ended up not being until we see the fullness of what he has.
我们刚开始的时候，我们觉得是已经够亮了，但是呢，其实还没有达到那个正午的那个光亮。
This is our normal experience within our Christian life.
这个实在是应该是我们基督徒生活的一个正常的一个光景。
You know, I trust most in here have been baptized.
我相信大部分的人在这里都是已经受洗归入主。
Now when we were baptized, when we had some what we thought was some understanding of baptism.
在我们信主归入主的时候，受洗归入主的时候呢，我们相信我们对主已经有些。
But then as we continue to walk in the Lord,
但是当我们继续跟随主的时候
our understanding of baptism has grown far more than when we were baptized.
我们对主的认识比我们受浸的时候认识要更多。
And thank the Lord, it didn't require a full understanding of baptism to be baptized.
我们是很感谢主，我们不需要全明白了以后才能受洗归入他。
We had that desire to follow him and give our lives to him.
但是我们需要有这样子的心愿，我们愿意来认识他，愿意来跟他。
And we responded to that call.
我们需要对他的呼召有这个反应。
Then as we continued on our way, he gave us more and more understanding of what it was.
当我们有这样的心愿的话呢，主就把我们一点一点地带进他的丰盛。
And this is what the way Moses is encouraging the people of God, and he's encouraging us today.
这就是摩西那个时候他来鼓励神的子民的一个光景。
As these, we said, these ones are getting ready to go into the promised land.
就在那个时候，因为他们已经准备要进入那个应许之地。
And the psalm was to wake them up to what was ahead for them.
那这个诗篇呢，就好像是要把他们唤醒，让他们能够预备好进入。
To prepare them for what was ahead.
让他们预备迎接前面要走的路。
In a similar way, the Lord is preparing us for what's ahead.
同样，今天主也是这样子呼召我们来准备。
And we want to be those that are responding to it.
我们需要成为那个对他呼召有反应的人。
As we look at this psalm, we're going to also be considering the life of Moses.
我们在这里还有一个呢，让我们读这篇诗篇的时候呢，我们也来思考摩西的这个一生。
We see that what he's praying here actually comes out of his experience of life.
其实他在这里祷告的，实在是出于他的生命的经历。
And if we look back at Hebrews chapter 11,
让我们看到希伯来书第十一章的时候
verses 24 to 26,
这个第24节到26节
it speaks about how when Moses became of age, he made a choice.
当摩西他长到一定程度的时候呢，他在这里做了一个选择。
And when he came of age, he was about 40.
他在那个地方说他长他差不多40岁的时候。
He was still a young man.
他还是一个很年轻的人。
Very young man.
是非常年轻的人。
But as we see in his life, he made this choice.
但是我们看到他的生命里边呢，他做了一个选择。
And as we start reading in Hebrews 11:24,
在我们看到这个希伯来书十一章二十四节。
It says, by faith Moses, when he had grown up,refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure the ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
那这边就讲说摩西因着信长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子。他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财富更宝贵，因他想望所要得到的奖赏。
When Moses became of age at the age 40, he had a choice that he made.
当他长大，也就是他40岁的时候，他有一个选择。
In one hand, he had all of the riches and treasures of the world.
在一方面，他拥有全世界所有的财富和享受。
In the other hand, he had the reproaches of Christ.
那还有一边呢，是为基督所受的凌辱。
The suffering.
是为基督所受的苦。
The being misunderstood, all of that enduring the persecution.
被人误解，被人压迫。
And he made a choice.
他在这个地方呢，有一个选择。
He considered the suffering and the reproach of Christ greater riches than all the treasures of the world.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Now he was not a naive youth making this decision.
他不是一个无知的一个年轻人做了这样的一个决定。
He was a man of great experience.
他是一个非常有学问的一个人。
Because he grew up in the palace.
他是在皇宫里长大的。
He knew all of the worldly ways, everything going on in the world.
他学了一切世界上的一切的知识。
He was said he was educated in all of the learning of Egypt.
他在圣经里边讲到说他知道了在埃及所有的知识。
The greatest universities in the world were there in Egypt.
是在埃及当时最好的这个大学里边学习的。
That's where people wanted to send their children.
这个都是大家都愿意把他们的孩子送到那里去读书。
If you got a PhD from the University of Egypt, you were set for life.
如果那个时候你要是把你的孩子送到这个这种学校里边拿一个 PhD 的话，那你就
He was mighty in words.
那个圣经里也讲他是他。说话大有能力。
And he was also a great military leader.
他也是一个军事的一个才能。
It's not in the scripture, but in history, it's recorded how he was a mighty general leading Egypt in many battles.
虽然圣经里边没有记载，但是在历史上面有看到说他那个时候率领埃及的军兵去征战。
The book of Acts talks about how he was mighty in deeds.
在这个使徒行传里面讲他实在是说话行事的大有能力。
Moses came to a point in his life where he literally had the whole world before him.
在那个时候摩西的面前实在是他拥有了全世界。
And being the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he was thought that he could be the next ruler of Egypt.
他那个时候是法老女儿的儿子，他可以成为下一届的法老。
But there was something that was within him that wouldn't allow him to go that way.
但是好像里面有一件事情不让他继续往这条路上走。
He knew on the one hand all of the power and the prestige that he had.
他知道在一方面他拥有所有的这个特权还有一切的财富。
Those fleshly pleasures.Fleshly pleasures and all of the riches that he had.
很多肉身上的享受 和最终的享乐。
And as we said, on the other hand, he saw the suffering of his brethren, the reproaches of Christ.
但是在另外一方面，他看到他弟兄所受的苦。
And he made a choice.
他在这边做了一个选择。
He didn't want to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他在这里讲到说，他不愿意被称为法老。
He left all that he had.
他离开了所有他拥有的。
He chose to be with his brethren.
他在这里选择他跟他的弟兄同在。
It's hard for us to even imagine what he left.
这实在是让我们很难想象他到底离弃了什么东西。
He left a position.
他离弃了那个职位。
A position that was well respected in the world.
他那个地位是全世界都是在那里向往。
Probably second only to Pharaoh in the whole world, the mightiest empire on earth at that time.
他那个时候是法老的地位，那个法老那个是在全世界是最大的一个。
Everybody's looking up to him.
所以很多人都在那里仰望他。
Respected by ones.
他是备受尊重的。
He also left. He was forsaking the power that he had.
他也把他的手上的权柄放下。
He had the power of life over death throughout that nation.
他在那个地方有生杀之权。
You could say he had the power to choose whoever he wanted as his wife.
他在那个地方也有选择任何的女孩子可以做他的太太。
He had power in every aspect of life.
他在那个地方有所有在他生活里面的一切的特权。
He had that prestige.
他有那个特权。
All that he had.
他拥有的一切。
And he had all the possessions.
他拥有一切的财物。
Everything that anybody could want.
所有人想要向往的。
Whenever the latest iPhone came out, he received it before it was even made public.
就是有这个 iPhone 16他都有。
Yeah. He could, whatever new technique was, he had it first.
所有这个一切的这个最好的技术他都拥有。
He had the first Tesla, first electric car before anybody else did.
所有的这些最新的最新款的这个 Tesla 或者是别的新款的车
I'm sorry, it wasn't electric, it was electric chariot.
可能不是这个电车哈，它是那个电马车。
But this was the possessions that he had.
这个都是他所拥有的。
And then he forsook it all.
但他为了他丢弃了这一切。
It wasn't like he took part of his money and took it with him.
并不是好像他把这些都打包了以后一块带走。
He laid it all aside.
他把这些全丢弃。
And he ended up being totally misunderstood.
他在这里被人家完全的来误解。
Moses made an absolute choice.
摩西在这里选了一个绝对的选择。
He said no to the world.
他对世界说不。
No to self.
他对自己说不。
And yes to the Lord.
他对神说是。
You know, it's similar to what the Apostle John writes about in 1 John.
这个就像这个使徒约翰在写约翰一书的时候。
In 1 John 2, he speaks about loving not the things of the world.
那个约翰在那个约翰一书里边讲说不要爱世界。
Love not the things of the world, that lust of the flesh.
不要爱世界上的事。
Then that's where he was enjoying those passing pleasures of sin.
因为他约翰在那里就让这些一切属世的就让他过去。
There are a lot of pleasures in sin.
在罪中其实有很多享乐。
We can't deny that.
我们不能来否认这一点。
But they're passing.
但是这些东西是会过去的。
What can feel so good at first comes back and gets you in the end.
我们常常在这个最终享受呢，刚开始的时候都是感觉很好的，但是到后边呢就没了。
Lust of the eyes, all of the treasures, everything in the world out there.
在我们有眼目的情欲和肉体的情欲。
That pride of life, his position and everything, the prestige he had.
还有今生的骄傲，还有我们所有拥有的特权。
He said no to all of that and yes to the Lord.
他必须对这些说不，对神说是。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
have we made that choice?
我们有没有做这样的选择？
Sometimes it was an absolute choice.
有的时候其实实在是需要做一个这个绝对的选择。
In the days that we're living in,
因为在我们现今所活的时候
what is the goal of our life?
我们被呼召我们过这个生活的目的在哪里
？To have the greatest power in this world，
是让我们在这个世界上拥有很高的权力吗
？To have the prestige among all of our coworkers，
是在我们的这个我们的同僚里边有名声吗
？Or to be known as servants of the living God，
还是让我们今天可以成为神的仆人
？Now we can serve the Lord and by His grace we can have still a lot of respect by our coworkers. I'm not saying we gain disrespect that way.
感谢主让主有恩典让我们如果好好工作的时候我们在我们的同僚当中也有好名声。
It was a dear sister who passed away a couple of months ago.
在我们当中有一个很亲爱的姊妹刚刚被主接去。
It was, I don't know if you know, your brother Hosea Wu, his wife Ellen passed away.
就是我们当中有可能有些人认识就是 Hosea Wu 的姊妹。
And if you watch the memorial service,
但是当我们来看这个，我们去参加这个 memorial service 的时候
，from a career point of view, she was one of the top chemists with mobile oil.
她如果按世人的眼光来看的时候，她是一个非常杰出的一个化学家，是在这个 mobile 这个公司里。
She had several patents and things like that.
还有许多的专利。
But what was she known most of for?
但是人们知道她最关心的是哪是什么
Among her co-workers, she was known as a Christian.
在她的同事中她最出名的就是她是一个基督徒。
That was her goal and desire.
这个是她的一个目的这是也是她的心愿。
She didn't care about the other things.
他对别的东西他根本就不在乎。
She was faithful in her work and she did what she was supposed to do.
他在他的工作里边他是尽心来工作的。
But it was always that he would receive the glory and honor.
但是都是主要来得到所有的荣耀。
So often we can get trapped by the things of this world.
很多时候我们会被这个世界的东西来抓住我们的心。
I remember in my own life, earlier in life.
我记得在我年轻的时候。
I used to work for one of the four major accounting consulting firms.
我是为四大这个财经公司的其中一家来工作。
I worked for, the name of the firm was KPMG.That doesn't mean anything. Okay.
那个公司叫 KPMG.
So, but it was, I was at a point in my career where they wanted me to become a partner.
在那个时候有到一个阶段的时候呢他要我成为一个股东之一。
And at a time in my career, this was the ultimate goal I could achieve.
那在我的生涯职业生涯里面呢这个是我应该是最高的一个阶段可以取得的。
I had to transfer to another city.
但是呢，我必须要转到另外去搬到另外一个城市去。
And we really didn't know of any brothers or sisters in that city.
但是我们在那个城市，我们不认识任何的弟兄姊妹。
And we had to make a choice.
我们在那里必须做一个选择。
And as we prayed, we felt we should say no to this.
我们在那里祷告的时候呢，我们就里面一个感觉说，我们要拒绝这个offer.
So I said no to this offer, and I had, so you have to leave, and I started my own business.
所以那个时候呢，我跟他们说我没有办法接受这个 offer 的话呢，我必须要从那公司里出来，来开始自己的。
Now, I was greatly misunderstood by my mother.
所以我在那个地方的时候，我妈妈都不理解我。
My mother would have been a good tiger mom.
我妈妈是个标准的虎妈。
She couldn't believe I could make this choice.
我妈妈真的是不理解我，说你怎么会做这种的选择。
And my coworkers too, many didn't understand.
我的同事也都不明白。
Yeah, but as I went through life,
但是当我经过这么多年
，I know my mother and many of the coworkers said, "Oh, if you stay here, everything will be open to you. You can do this. You can travel. You can meet, go all these places."
他们还常常说，如果你当初选择去接受这个的时候，你可以到这里旅行，到那里游玩，有很多的好的机会。
But as I was in private consulting and then was gave me more freedom to serve the Lord.
但是呢，就是因为这样的选择呢，我是有自己的公司，那我有自己更多的时间，我可以自己来用来可以服侍。
I've had so many wonderful doors open to me, like being able to be here in Rockville.
有很多的门向我打开，你看我现在可以自由的到你们当中这个 Rockville 这个地方来服侍。
If, when we travel to different places, they'll say, "What would you like to see in the city?"
每次我们到一个新的地方，人家就会问我们说，你在这里想看看什么呀？
Many people think Stella and I are very boring tourists.
也很多人就觉得说，我和我的太太 Stella 就是非常无聊的这个旅游。
Because they say, "What do you want to see in the city?"
大家都问我们说，你想看看什么？
We want to see the brothers and sisters.
我说我们就想看看弟兄姊妹。
Whether you're in Hong Kong or Brazil or New York, wherever.
不管是你是在香港，是在这个巴西，或者在纽约，都是一样。
We want to see the brothers and sisters. That's the treasure we have.
我们就想看弟兄姊妹，因为这个实在是一个财宝。
It's sad. Many of the people that I used to work with.
我那个时候有的时候跟我的同事有这个谈论。
They thought I was making the wrong choice.
那他们也都觉得说我这个是选错了。
And now, as I will see, and I'm in touch with them some periodically.
有的时候我跟我以前的同事还有一些联系。
Many of them that stayed along that course, they've been divorced two or three times.
有很多人在那个环境下面，但是他们已经离了两三次婚。
They're alcoholics or dependent on drugs.
他们有酗酒的，有吸毒的。
You know, it's just, they might have a big house.
他们可能有一个很大的房子。
But have a life, an empty life.
但是他们的生活是非常的空虚。
What's the treasure that we're seeking?
到底我们在地上，我们的财宝是？
We're looking unto Him.
我们要仰望他。
For Him to be keeping us, that's the choice we have.
要让主来保守我们。
Moses made that choice by, it says he refused this and chose that.
在这个摩西的这个事情上面就看到说他拒绝了一个，他选择了一个。
There's a refusing the things of the world and choosing Christ.
他拒绝了世界上的事情，但是他在这里拣选了基督。
And there's two aspects to this choice.
这个每次选择都有两面。
You can refuse the things of the world.
你可以去拒绝世界上面的事。
But unless you're choosing Christ, you'll just become a hermit.
但是如果你要是不去选择基督的话，你就变成了一个自闭的人。
You know, if you only choose Christ but don't refuse the things of the world,
如果你要是选择了基督，但是你没有去拒绝世界的时候，
you're double-minded in all your ways. There's a mixture.
我们就成为了一个心不专一的人，我们总是在里边有征战。
But thank the Lord, Moses, he was captured in such a way. that he made that clear choice.
但是我们感谢主，让摩西有一个非常明确的选择。
And he said no to the things of the world.
他对世界说不。
And he entered into what God had for him.
他进入神要他进入。
Now, what was the real basis for Moses making this decision? How did he come to this?
这个摩西他做这个选择的根基在哪里？他为什么会做这样的选择呢？
Brother T. Austin Sparks says that Moses was born with an eternal divine destiny.
T. Austin Sparks 弟兄讲过说，摩西当初被生的时候呢，神已经在他里边放了一个永恒的心意在里边。
He had a sense of divine destiny within him.
他从小就对这个神的永恒是有感觉。
And how did he gain that?
他怎么会有的呢？
It came about through his mother teaching him when he was just a young child.
是通过摩西的妈妈从小的时候来教幼年的摩西知道这件事。
We're familiar with the story of Moses as a baby being put in that little ark.
我们知道，我们很熟悉说，摩西在很小的时候呢，就被放到一个草
，being found by Pharaoh's daughter, and then getting the sister says, "Let me go find a nurse for you."
就被这个法老的女儿寻见，那她的姐姐呢，就说是让我给你找个奶妈。
And then they bring Moses' mother there, and she raises him for a good number of years.
所以这个法老的女儿呢，就把摩西的妈妈来招来做她的奶妈，来把她在皇宫里抚养。
Ones aren't sure exactly how long she was doing this. It was probably 6 or 7 years.
我想我们不知道摩西的妈妈到底抚养摩西多长时间，可能有6-7年。
She was implanting the word of God in his heart.
那个时候呢，摩西就把神的话就放在摩西的右脚。
That's a great encouragement to parents.
这实在是对我们做父母的是一个很大的鼓励。
That they did that by faith.
这些父母做这些事情呢是凭着信。
We don't know if Moses' mother ever saw the fruit of her labor.
我们不知道摩西的妈妈是不是看到说她的所做的工的这个果效。
We don't know how long she lived if she ever saw what happened with him.
我们不知道说摩西妈妈到底活了多久，有没有看到摩西以后她的。
But she was faithful to put the word of God in him when he was young.
但是她在摩西年幼的时候，她是凭着她的里边的信来做这件事。
And so there came that time in Moses' life where he made that choice.
所以当摩西长大的时候呢，他就会做了这个选择。
And now, as he's been with these people throughout this time in the wilderness,
那就当摩西在旷野里经过这么多年跟这些百姓在一起。
He knows the vital necessity of them making a choice as they go into the promised land.
摩西完全知道说这个做选择的这个重要性。
And he prays for them. This psalm is a prayer for them.
那在这个诗篇里边呢，摩西就来为他们祷告。
That they could really be able to gain that heart of wisdom, knowing God's purpose and ways.
他祷告就是让他们可以得到智慧的心，能够明白神的心意。
That they would be allowed the Lord to teach them to number their days.
他实在在这里祷告说，要让他们知道来怎么样数算地上的年日。
This matter of teaching them to number of days, it's not talking about something natural.
这个来数算在地上的年日，其实是不是很天然的事。
Because even a child can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
其实孩子每一个人都可以数1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But it's spiritually making each day count for the Lord.
但是在我们的心灵里边，要活出每一天都是让神可以纪念。
The focus isn't on the quantity of days, but the quality of each day.
这里实在是不在讲说在地上是到底几年的事情，而且是但是是在地上过的这个天是不是算数。
The quality of living a life unto Him.
这是在我们地上的生命的质量的问题。
The quality of gaining that heart of wisdom.
是让我们在地上可以来可以得到智慧的心。
That quality of entering in to knowing what God's heart and purpose is.
这个品质呢是能够让我们能够明白神的心意。
We see in this psalm Moses' heart, his care for the people of God.
我们在这个诗篇里面看到说摩西的心他是怎样如何的来起
and he's,
来起恤这些他的神的。
He sees their past where they've come up short.
是不是他们会辜负神的心意。
And he knows his own frailty, his own life.
他也知道他的软弱。
And he prays for them as they go in, that the Lord be able to teach them to, they could ask the Lord to teach them the number of their days.
他就为他们祷告，来求神，来指教他们。
Now because within Moses' life,
因为在摩西的生活里，
he had come to know one of the secrets of the Christian life.
摩西在这里知道一个秘诀。
It's this matter of being teachable.
就是能不能被教的这个。
Moses learned to be teachable.
摩西在这里他学会他是能够受教的。
Actually in Numbers 12 verse 3 it testifies about Moses.
在这个民数记的第十二章里面就讲到摩西的这件事。
It says Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth.
就在这边评论到摩西的，讲到说摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
Most humble upon the earth.
他的谦卑是胜过世上的众人。
And what many say is another way of saying humble.
这边是就讲到说他的谦和。
Is saying one is teachable.
这个另外一个字讲到谦和呢，就是他是可以受教的。
If you think about it,
你想一想
，somebody who's humble, they're not sitting there saying, "I know, I know, I know."
如果一个人他是谦和的，他不可能坐在那里一直在讲说我知道，我知道，我知道。
They're willing to be taught.
他们是可以被受教的。
The pride of life says, "I don't need you to teach anything."
但是今生的骄傲就让我们。来说我不需要被教。
It's like the church in Laodicea says, oh, we're so proud, we have need of nothing.
就像在老底家的教会，他那讲说我不需要什么，我都一样都不缺。
The Lord said, you don't even know yourself.
那个主就说你根本就不知道你自己的
情况。You're poor and blind and naked.
你是贫穷瞎眼，赤身露体。
That pride blinds us to our true condition.
就是我们的这个骄傲会让我们瞎眼。
But as we're teachable before the Lord,
但是如果我们可以在主的面前受教的话
，We can learn of him.
我们就可以学。
If you think about it in the New Testament, we're called disciples.
所以在新约的时候，我们看到那个他们的主的门徒。
And what does a disciple mean?
那个门徒是什么意思呢
？One that's a student, one that's learning.
其实就是学生，就是来学徒的意思。
It's showing us that that's God's very essence and heart of what He wants from us to learn of Him.
这个其实就是在神的心意里面，他要我们每一个人都来学习像他。
If you look throughout Scripture, we'll see one of the great characteristics of God's servants is teachableness.
让我们看说神所有的神的仆人所有身上面的这个品格里面，就是他们是可以受教。
Moses actually prayed for this back in Exodus 33.
所以这个摩西在出埃及记第33章，他也祷告。
Now, when we think back in Exodus 33, we're somewhat familiar with this chapter.
我们读这个圣经的时候，我们对这个圣经其实很熟悉。
This is after the golden calves have been destroyed and are getting ready to start moving again.
这个是在那个金牛犊被毁了以后，他们已经准备好了，继续要向前了。
We're familiar with this section because he talks about, the Lord says, my presence will go with you.
因为我们知道这个这一段的圣经，因为主在那里讲说我会与你们一起同行。
Moses says, if your presence doesn't go with us, we're not going.
那摩西就跟主说，你要是如果不跟我们一起去的话，我们就。
We're also familiar with Moses saying, Lord, show me your glory.
那我们也知道说就在那个时候呢，摩西向主说，我要看到你的荣耀。
The Lord said, if you can't see my glory, you'll die, but I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock.
那主就跟他讲说你没办法看到我的荣耀，当你看到我荣耀的话你会死。所以他就把他放在一个岩石的穴中。
You can see my back as I pass by.
当主过去的时候呢，你可以看到我的背影。
But in that same section there, in that same prayer,
就在那一段的故事里边，摩西有一段祷告。
We have this in verse 13.
就是在第十三节里面讲到。
Now therefore I pray you, if I found favor in your sight, let me know your ways that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight.
我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这名是你的名。
Let me know your ways that I might find favor in your sight.
让我可以认识你，让我可以在你的眼前蒙恩。
Why is he desiring to know the Lord's ways?
那他为什么要知道神的道，还有神呢？
That I may know you.
他是的目的是要认识神。
Goal was knowing the Lord.
他的目的就是要认识神。
It wasn't for himself.
不是为他自己。
But he wanted to know the Lord in a fuller and greater way.
他要在这个地方更认识主，有一个更全面的认识。
It's not just knowing about the Lord, but entering more and more into the reality of who the Lord is.
他在这里并不是风闻主的事情，他要知道主实在是谁。
And was this prayer answered?
这个祷告有没有被答应呢？
If you look over at Psalm 107,
如果我们看到诗篇第103篇第七节的时候，
He said, The Lord, He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the sons of Israel.
那边就讲到说，他就是神使摩西知道他的法则。
His prayer was answered. He made known his ways to Moses.
我们就看到说他的这个祷告实在是蒙应允的。
The sons of Israel, he made known his acts.
所以让他可以，他可以叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
What's the difference here in this verse?
这节有什么不同呢？
We can say that the acts is what God does.
这边讲到说他的作为就讲到说神所做的事。
Outwardly, what you see.
就是在我们外边所看到神所做的事。
But his way is why he does it.
但是是神的道才让我们知道说他为什么这样做。
Seeing his heart.
可以看到神的心。
Seeing his desires.
可以看到他的心意。
There was another man who prayed the same prayer.
另外也有一个人也是有这样同样的祷告。
David back in Psalm 25.
大卫在诗篇第25篇。
He says, Lord, make me know your ways, oh, teach me your paths.
他说耶和华啊求你将你的道路指示我将你的道路教训我。
This word that David prays, make me know your ways.
这个是大卫的一个祷告说让我能够知道你的路。
It's the exact same Hebrew word that Moses prayed about. Let me know your ways.
这个是在希伯来文里边是跟摩西所祷告的那个
Moses and David praying the exact same prayer.
所以大卫和摩西他们的祷告都是一样的。
And God showed them his ways.
而神就把他的道指示给他。
And it's so interesting if you stop and think about it.
这个很有意思你需要停下来想一想。
You think about Moses and you think about David.
我们看到一个摩西一个大卫。
Moses, you think about the tabernacle.
摩西你想他是就想到说那个会幕。
David, you think about the temple.
那个大卫呢就想到神的殿。
Both of them, when the Lord showed them his ways, they saw God desired a dwelling place.
当神把他的道指示给他们两个人的时候他们都看到了神所。
God desired to have a place where he could tabernacle, where he could dwell among men.
神一直在向往在人间有个居住的地方。
To have a relationship with them.
可以跟人有关系
to for them to be his corporate expression upon the earth
可以让地上的人成为他集体的一个荣耀的见证
Oh, how the more we know of his ways and his heart
当我们越来越多到多认识他的心他的道的时候
We see it's not about us
我们就看到说这个不是我们
Moses saw it wasn't about him
这不是关乎我们是关乎他自己
David saw it wasn't just about him
大卫也看到摩西也看到不是关乎他们本人
God had something far greater upon his heart
是神在这些人的身上有更大的旨意
It's tragic how much of Christianity today is so self-centered
我们在今天的这个基督教是很悲哀的
Now, We don't diminish in any way the great salvation he's brought each and every one of us individually into
神是把我们每一个人都给拯救到他的救恩里边。
But that's just the beginning.
但是这个只是一个开端。
Then he starts working for Christ to be formed in us.
他要把基督制作在我们每个人的身上。
And we start having that sense that we're not in this alone, but we've been brought into this great body of Christ.
我们在这里要有这个概念，说我们不是我们每一个人单独的基督徒。我们要进入这个身体。
We start to see more and more of his ways.
我们要看到他的路是越来越清晰。
How did the Lord teach Moses his ways?
这个神怎么样教摩西他的道呢？
He taught Moses his way, the same way he taught David his ways.
神教摩西的方法就是教大卫的方法。
He teaches us his ways the same way he taught them his ways.
他教我们的方法也是教摩西和大卫的方法。
The same way he taught Paul his ways.
也是教保罗的方法。
He taught each of them and he's teaching us his ways by the way of the cross.
他教我们就是通过他在十字架上的这条路来教我们。
Remember, Moses had learned everything about the world. He had all the wisdom of the world.
我们还记得吗？摩西他学了世界上一切的学问。
But God was after something far greater than the wisdom that Moses had.
但是神他要给摩西的是智慧，要比摩西所知道所有的都要大得多。
It's not that God wants to wipe away our natural wisdom.
神今天并不是把我们的脑子抹成一个空白。
We go to school, we learn, we should learn as much as we can about the areas we're studying in.
我们今天在学校里学这个东西，我们应该尽我们的能力学越多越好。
But this is simply a secondary wisdom.
但是这个东西我们必须知道说它只是一个次一等的智慧。
What or who is the primary wisdom of our life?
我们要知道说我们的生命这个智慧最大的智慧是在哪里。
Christ has been made unto us wisdom.
我们知道说这个基督成了我们的智慧。
That's the primary wisdom governing everything.
这个是最首要的，这件事情是主宰世界一切的事情。
Under that comes the secondary wisdom where we can handle things within our house, where we can, some people know how to repair cars or build things. I don't know how to do any of that.
从这个基督它是智慧的原始才会衍生出别的智慧可以修车可以做这些事情。
I'm amazed at how some people, they're so skilled in construction.
我有的时候很惊奇，有些人他非常会建造。
The only whenever there's a construction project around, the brothers only want me there during the destruction phase.
所以每次有建造的时候呢，就是我们要是去的话呢，我们会捣乱。
But we need to see where all of this is secondary wisdom.
我们就看到说这个实在是一个衍生出来的智慧。
And we're thankful for it, thankful for our education.
我们实在是也感恩，因为主给我们这样机会。
But we need to remember what our primary wisdom is, that governing wisdom over all things.
但是我们不要忘记有一个最原始的智慧，就是这个主宰一切智慧的。
And we know when Moses came to this point of making this absolute choice.
我们就看到说这个摩西就到了这个关口，他需要做一个选择。
He knew in his heart what he had to do.
他在他的心里面他知道该怎样选。
It was a costly calculated choice.
这是一个经过计算经过思考的一个选择。
He knew what he had to do to go and be with his brethren.
他知道他必须要做一件事情才能够跟他的弟兄在一起。
So how did it go for him after he made this choice?
那他这个怎么样子做这个选择呢？
He goes down one day to be with his brethren.
他有一次呢就去了他弟兄那边了。
And it didn't go quite the way he thought it would.
跟他想的完全不一样。
He saw an Egyptian beating up on one of his brethren.
他看到有一个埃及人在欺负一个以色列人。
He kind of looks around, makes sure nobody's watching.
他左看右看没有人在。
And he's so powerful, he just kills that Egyptian.
他是实在很有能力的，他就把那个埃及人打死。
Buries him over there under some sand.
就埋在一个沙土里了。
He thought, oh man, I'm the savior of Egypt. I'm the savior of Israel.
他就感觉很好，他说，嗨，你看我今天拯救了以色列人。
And then he goes back the next day.
但是他第二天又回去的时候呢。
And he says, he sees two of his brethren fighting.
他看到两个以色列人在争吵。
And he separates them.
他就把他们分开。
And then one of them says to him, who made you ruler over us?
结果其中有一个人就说了，就是你是谁来做我们的官长。
Are you going to kill me like you killed that Egyptian?
你也要像我你也要杀我像那个杀埃及人一样吗？
He finds out that it's known, and then he flees for his life in fear. out to the desert of Midian.
就在那一刻里面，他意识到他实在不算什么，所以他害怕了，他就逃走了。
His great plan was a total disaster.
所以他里边所有的这个伟大的计划就完全付诸无。
He thought he was going to go down and he was going to start delivering his people from this bondage.
他那个时候感觉到说，他可能到了他的弟兄的面前呢，就成了他们的首领。
Why was it such a disaster?
为什么有这样子糟糕的结局呢？
Because he did it in his own natural strength and in his own timing.
他这里边他做了这个决定呢，是他自己用自己的方式在自己的时间里做这个事情。
Moses wasn't prepared yet to do this.
摩西那个时候还没有被预备好。
And the Lord had to take Moses out into that desert for 40 more years to teach him His ways.
神必须要把摩西带到旷野里面40年之久来预备这个人。
He had to learn to not do things based on his own understanding, but to learn to the Lord is his sole total sufficiency and master.
他必须要有这样的观点，他自己不能做主，他必须要依靠神做他的主。
Now his intentions were very good.
他的本意是很好的。
He made the right choice, but he did it the wrong way.
他做了正确的选择，但是他的做的事情。
You know, sometimes our intentions can be very good, but we just handle them in ourselves.
很多时候我们的初衷是好的，但是我们所做的事情就很糟糕。
And it ends up we make a big mess out of things.
所以我们做出来的事情就闯了很多的祸。
You know, David did this also.
这个大卫也是如此。
Remember after David had become king and he reunited all of Israel.
我们记得吗？大卫他当做了王了以后，让以色列可以全体可以集中起来。
And then he goes and he captures Jerusalem.
他就去到了耶路撒冷，就把耶路撒冷攻取。
And what does David see that needs to be done?
他知道说什么东西需要被做的。
He says, "Oh, we need to bring the ark back to Jerusalem."
所以大卫那个时候也知道说要把这个神的约柜带回耶路撒冷。
So David goes out with him and some of his men.
所以他就带着人出去找。
They build this beautiful cart to put the ark on.
他就做了一个很漂亮的一个车。
And they're leading this ark back toward Jerusalem.
他就把这个约柜放在车上就回耶路撒冷。
We know how the ark starts to tilt and fall off the cart.
那我们就知道说这个因为这个牛失蹄，所以它这个约柜就晃动。
Uzza reaches up to steady the ark.
这乌撒呢就伸手去扶着那个约柜。
And he's slain right there.
他马上就被神击杀。
David is he's mad at God. They just leave the ark there at Obed Edom's house.
所以大卫在那个时候就非常的发怒，他就把那个神的约柜就丢在俄别以东的家里。
And so David went back to Jerusalem. He feared the Lord.
他就讲到说他回到了耶路撒冷，他非常的惧怕。
Later, David asked, "Lord, how should we bring the ark back?"
他才那个时候才询问神说，我们怎么样把这个约柜带回耶路撒冷
？David was teachable.
大卫是可以
The Lord taught him the correct way.
神就教他正确的方法。
Then we know how they went back and they brought the ark into Jerusalem God's way.
那我们就知道说大卫那个时候再一次把神的约柜带回耶路撒冷是用神的方法。
Again, good intentions, but the wrong way.
大卫他是有好的初衷，但是他却是用不对的方法。
We can fall into the trap of having very good intentions.
我们很多时候我们有很好的初衷
But we can do things the wrong way.
但是我们做的事情却不对
God always wants us to learn of His way.
神要让我们学习他的方法
I mean, it can be in very simple things.
有很多可能是很简单的事情
We can see a brother or sister in need.
我们可以看到一个弟兄姊妹他们是有需要的
And we can say, oh, there's a need, I should go meet it.
所以我们看到了以后我们就说哦，他们有需要那我们就给他们供应
Now, I'm not talking about a child playing out in the street. We go out and get that.
我在这里并不是讲说一个小孩子跑到路当中，你要把他带回来。
But just you see something that brother or sister's going through, and we immediately say, "Okay, I'm going to go help them."
但是我讲到说有一些情况呢，是看到弟兄姊妹他们有需要呢，我们马上就说就要去帮他。
Is this really being the Lord as our master?
这个是不是主在我们身上掌权呢
？Do we stop? We should be stopping first of all and say, "Lord." Do you want me to come alongside this brother and sister?
我们是不是要回来问问神说，主，是不是我要去帮我的弟兄姊妹？
Because some of us within ourselves, we have this built-in Mr. Fix-It machine.
因为在我们的人身上，我们很多这个里边的性格就是有问题，我们马上就要解决这个问题。
We see something in need, we run over there and we take care of this, and we run over here and take care of that.
我们常常跑到这边跑到那里就解决了很多的问题。
Good intentions.
很好的一个初衷。
But have we stopped and asked the Lord, Lord, do you want me to be involved with this person's life? Do you want me to be caring? Do you want me to be serving in this way?
但是在这个过程里边我们有没有去先问问主说我怎么样是不是我要去做这个事情我怎么样做这个事情。
The answer might be yes. He wants us to do it. Then we go with his blessing.
这个神回答我们可能就是让我们要去但是我们这样去的话呢就带着神的祝福去
And then、it might be no, he wants someone else to do that.
有可能神也回答我们说 你不是你可能是别人去做这件事
Just because we see a need doesn't mean he's calling us automatically to meet that need.
不因为外边环境上面有需要我们就一定要去我们这个人去做这件事。
We can ask him, make ourselves available, and if he doesn't send us, we can still be praying in that situation.
我们需要向神来祷告这件事情，我们要把我们自己放在神的面前，让神可以使用。
I remember when I, when Stella first started meeting with the brethren in Richmond.
我记得我和我的太太那个时候在Richmond 刚开始聚会的时候。
As I said, I was a CPA.I could handle the finance stuff.
我那个时候是个会计师，我可以负责这个会计上面的一切的事情。
And so, pretty soon after we were with the brothers,
我们在这里聚了一阵子时间的时候
I talked to one of them and I said, if you need any help with finances, just let me know, I'll take care of them.
我那时候就跟我弟兄讲了说，如果你在这个财政上面要是有需求的话，我可以帮忙。
And they were very nice. They said, okay, thank you.
他们对我们也很好就说对好谢谢。
It was probably maybe 7 or 8 years later, they finally asked if I would be willing to serve in that area.
大概过了七八年以后他们才来问我说愿不愿意在财政这个方面有一些服侍。
I had laid it down, I had forgotten about it.
我早就忘了这个事情我问过他们。
You know, I just said, oh, they don't want me, so I would do something else.
我那时候只是想到说他们不需要我我就做别的吧。
And I'm hoping they saw some growth in the Lord where they could entrust me in this way.
那我想说肯定是我们的弟兄到后面看到我在基督里边有成长他们才信任我做这件事。
But even in that, the Lord has a way of keeping us humble.
就是这样子的话呢神也是要把我们放在一个谦卑的位置。
Sometimes, you know, we start out serving in an area, we're very diligent, we make sure we're doing everything right, trying to really serve the Lord, serve the brethren.
有的时候我们其实是很殷勤的来服侍，我们来服侍弟兄姊妹。
And then we can all of a sudden drift into handling things in ourselves.
有的时候呢，不知不觉的我们就把这些事情就拉到自己的手上。
And I fell into that trap.
我就掉到这种陷阱里面。
We were sending this one sister a love gift. She was a widow and in need, and we sent her a gift.
我们当中有一个寡妇，我们就给她一个礼物。
And so, I'd given her this gift in an envelope, and she called me back a couple of days later and said, "Brother Mac, I want to talk with you about that gift."
这个爱心奉献，当我们把这个爱心奉献给这个姊妹了以后呢，她几天以后给我们打电话说，哎 ，Brother Mac， 我要跟你谈谈这件事。
I said, no, no, it's we just wanted to come alongside, we wanted to help, and it's just for all the brothers and sisters. No, don't worry about it.
那我就说，哎，你不要担心，我们都是弟兄姊妹，你别担心。
And she said, but I do have one question.
但他说我有一个问题。
And I said, okay, what's your question?
他说你什么问题啊？
She says, how much is the gift for? How much is the gift?
他说这个给我的这个爱心奉献到底有多少钱呢？
And I said, what do you mean?
我说什么意思啊？
She said, well, you wrote my name on the check.
他说你把我的名字写在上面了。
You signed it down at the bottom.
你底下也签名了。
But the rest of the check is blank.
他说整个别的地方都是空白的。
Oh, I was humbled.
我实在 我实在是是是被谦卑了。
Praise God for a good faithful sister.
我们实在是感谢主，给我们这样子一个非常忠心的一个姊妹。
She could have written anything there.
她可以在上面写任何的数字。
But the Lord has these ways in our life of keeping us at His feet.
所以主可以兴起各样的环境，能够让我们谦卑在他的面前。
And this is the Lord wanted to continue teaching Moses.
这个是主怎么样子来继续的来教摩西。
So how does the Lord teach Moses?
那主怎么样教摩西呢？
He sends him out into the desert for 40 years.
他就把摩西呢放到旷野里面有40年之久。
To take care of a bunch of sheep.
就让他放羊。
The mightiest, one of the mightiest men in all the world.
就这么有能力的人，在当时的那个世上，他是一个最有力的人。
Set aside out in the desert.
但是呢，他在旷野放羊。
Watching over a bunch of dumb sheep.
就在那里放那些很笨的羊。
But the Lord does a great work there.
但是主在那里做了一个非常
He's teaching Moses. He's training Moses in the way of the cross.
就是在那里教摩西这个十字架的路。
Well, maybe we can pause here for our break for lunch.
我们可能现在可以停下来。
And then we can pick up afterwards.
我们吃完中饭的时候，我们可以再继续。
I see all that food sitting back there.
我看到后面已经很多的食物在这里。
And the aroma starts coming forward.
我现在已经闻到味道了。
And even though you're trying to listen very diligently, your stomachs are back there.
我知道你们现在也是非常用心的往这边在注意我们这里，但是你们的胃已经跑到那边去了。
You know, Stella and I have the privilege to be with a good number of brethren at times from Chinese background.
我和我的太太有实在是很有幸跟很多的中国弟兄在一起。
And we're very teachable.
我们是很受教的。
We've learned among the Chinese never to compete with food.
Say what America. 我们知道我们从来不会跟这个食物来竞争。
So let's close in a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for how you found ones like a Moses and a David that were teachable in your sight.
所以我们谢谢你，实在是有大卫和这个摩西这样的人，给我们有榜样。
And Lord, as we look at these ones, particular Moses, we pray that the lesson in his life could become lessons and reality in our life.
所以我们看到摩西的时候，我们就来祷告说，主愿摩西这样受教的生活也是成为我们的生活。
As he had a heart for the people of God entering into the promised land.
他有一个心是要领你的神的子民进入迦南。
We're thankful that you have a heart for us as we await your second return.
所以我们也有一个心要在这里等候你的再来。
That second coming, Lord, we're looking unto you.
我们再来为这件事情来仰望你。
And we want to be those that are prepared and faithful in the days that we are in.
我们求主你来预备我们成为忠心的人来等候这一天。
Lord, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
让我们数算地上的年日可以得到智慧的心。
Thy name we pray. Amen.
靠你的名。
弟兄姊妹，我